Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God, and it is a great word this morning. We are still in our Psalms and Proverbs, and we just ask God's grace and his mercy and his goodness. Hallelujah. Asking God's grace and his mercy toward all of us. I am overwhelmed, you know, in this morning because I know how good God is. I know how his grace is sufficient for me. I know that he is God Almighty, and we give you thanks, Lord. We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, for your grace, for your love, for your kindness, for your mercy toward all of us, God. You did not have to give your only son for our sinful selves, but you did. And so, Father God, all I can say is thank you. Thank you for loving us more than we love ourselves. Thank you for giving us grace that can only come from you. Thank you, Lord God, for the peace that can only come from you. Father God, I lift up this day all those, Lord God, feeling helpless, that are feeling alone, that feel that they have no one to call on, Lord God. Let them know that they can call on you. They can call on the name of Jesus, and he will be there. Father God, I lift up today the homeless and the helpless. I ask you, Father God, to please give shelter and hope for a new day, for a future, God. Unhearten hearts of grief, God. Hearts that are so filled with it's all about me that they forget about others. Lord God, I ask you to lead and guide my family as well, that we will not be so commercialized that we think about only ourselves, God. And I thank you for giving me this opportunity, Lord, to lift up your word and to lift up your name and to give you glory and honor. Lord God, I thank you for those that pray on Genesis prayer line as they lift up the name of Jesus and pray for all those that are in need. Those that are having pains, those that are feeling despair, those that are traveling. Lord God, I pray for traveling grace and mercy for those that must travel starting today on their trip home for Christmas to be with family and to be with friends. Lord, I pray traveling grace and mercy for all those traveling the airways and highways and trains. As they say, trains, planes, and automobiles, and those on boats, Lord, I pray that all will get to their destinations to and from safely. And Father God, I lift up my mother and my godparents and all those that I love, God. I ask you to please watch over them. Those that are here, those that have gone into the next life. I thank you, Lord God, for everyone that you have allowed to pour into my life to get me to this point. Lord, I lift up pastors today. I lift up pastors who have to deal with parishioners that are going through. But they take all of their pain and they take all of their strife. They take all of the things going on with them upon themselves, God, that they have back pain and they have issues with their joints because they have taken the yoke of others. Lord God, I ask you to remove those yokes today. I ask you to give peace today. I ask you to give hope today. I ask you to give love today. Mothers and children who don't speak, Lord God, let them start to converse and to love each other. Father God, let this Christmas be a reminder of how Christ gave his life for us, how you sent your only begotten Son into this awful world to take the sins of the wicked upon his shoulders and to be nailed to a cross and to die for us, to be buried. But he got up. He rose again, and he sits on your right hand, God, interceding, lifting us up, still taking the burdens of the world. Lord God, I pray for our Savior. And I thank you for him because I lift up the name of Jesus, Father God. I ask you to increase as I decrease. Lord God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. Lord God, let me not speak anything that you do not want me to speak. Father God, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. And I cannot do this without you, God. So I ask you, Father God, to just come on in and speak through me what you want said. But you are God Almighty, and I give thanks to you for giving me another day to do the assignments that you have called me to do. Lord God, let your light shine in me as I go into the homes that I go into. Let your light shine in me as I speak to those that are just in need. Lord God, let your light shine in me as I lift up your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanking God for another day. Another day. Again, somebody didn't wake up this morning. Someone is dealing with a loved one lost and the pain of not having them here at this season. So let's lift each other up. Let's ask God guidance that we will have joy. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. As we look upon the hill, hallelujah, from which our help comes from, and our help comes from the Lord. Give God thanks today. Let's get into our word this morning. For those that are just joining this movement, moving forward is Bible study. What I do is I read the Word of God to put it in the atmosphere. That is my assignment. And this year, I am coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible Biblical Principles for each day of the year. And we will also be in this book, hallelujah, this basic instruction Bible. We will be in it for the rest of the year of next year. God has given me an assignment that we will stay in it. And I am so excited about it. I also am going to be starting a study on my own, just because I love to read and I love to study, and just to see what else is out there to learn, because the book, this book, important, is so important in our lives. It's important in our walk. It's important in everything we do. We must know the Word of God. And so all I can say is thank you. Thank you, Father God, for your Word, for hope, for love, for all the things that only you can give us, God. So I say thank you. And so I'm excited. I have another book that I am working in, and it's a workbook. And it's called 52 Lessons, Introduction to the 66 Books of the Bible, Through the Bible in 1 Year. And so I'm going to be doing that one on my own. That's just my own personal Bible study. You are interested, it is by Dr. Alan Stringfellow. So that is another Bible for us to look at, and just another study to do, if time permits, for yourself. So I am trying to get out of television as much. Can God again. So anyway, thank you so much. As I'm sitting here paying the money to my son for something, and he's trying to get my attention, and I'm trying to tell him, but I'm going to get back and focus on what I need to do for God, and that is his word. And this morning, again, we are coming out of the book of Micah, chapter 6 and 7. We are also coming out of our psalm, which is 145th psalm, verses 10 through 16. Our proverb this morning is Proverbs 30 and 15 and Revelation 11. Our title for today is coming out of Revelation chapter 11. And our title is coming out of verse 17. And it's, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty. And that is a lament that we should have every day. We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty. Every day we should be giving the Lord God thanks, because he gave you another day. He gave you another opportunity to be better. We're all trying to make it in. And every day we have to get better and to be better and to clean up our act is a day that we have opportunity. So I'm thanking God this morning for giving me another day. So please say, thank you, Lord, with me. Thank you, Lord. And let's get into our word. And it says, hear now what the Lord says, not what Pastor Bridget says, not what Minister Bridget says, but what the Lord says. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O you mountains, the Lord's complaint, and you strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a complaint against his people, and he will contend with Israel. God will contend with Israel, as God contends with this world. Oh, my people, what have I done to you? And how have I worried you? Testify against me, for I brought you up from the land of Egypt. I redeemed you from the house of bondage, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Oh, my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, counseled, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him, from Acacia Grove to Gilgal, that you may know the righteousness of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Wow. Micah's preaching this morning. And I say it again. He has shown you, oh man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require of me? To be justly, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. That's what God requires of us. I'm going to say it one more time. To do justly. To have love and mercy, to love mercy, and to walk humbly your God. The Lord's voice cries to the city, wisdom shall see your name. Hear the rod who has appointed it, and there yet the treasures of wickedness. In the house of the wicked, and the short measure that is an abomination. Shall I count pure those with the wicked scales and with the bag of deceitful weight? For our rich men are full of violence. Her inhabitants have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore, I will also make you sick by striking you, by making you desolate because of your sins. You shall eat but not be satisfied. Hunger shall be in your midst. Some away but shall not save them. And what you do rescue, I will give over to the sword. You shall sow but not reap. You shall tread the olives but not anoint yourselves with oil. And make sweet wine, but not drink wine. For the statutes of Amori are kept. All the works at Ahab's house are done. And you walk in their counsels, that I may make you a desolation, and your inhabitants a hissing. For you shall bear the reproach of my people. We're going to do life lessons and questions after we read the whole of Micah. In Micah chapter 7. Woe to me, for I am like those who gather summer fruit, like those who glean vintage grapes. There is no cluster to eat of the first ripe fruit which my soul desires. The fruitful man has perished from the earth. And there is no one upright among them. They all lie in wait for blood. Every man hunts his brother with a net, that they may successfully do evil with both hands. The prince asks for gifts. The judge seeks a bribe. And the great man utters his evil desire. So they scheme together. The prince schemes with the judge schemes with the great man to do evil. So they scheme together. The best of them is like a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of your watchman and your punishment comes. Now shall be their proximity. I'm sorry, perplexity. Do not trust in a friend. Wow. Do not put your confidence in a companion. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your bosom. And I'm going to go back to this. Do not trust in a friend. And I don't know how many of you have heard the story of Shaquilla. Robinson. There's a protest out, say her name. This young woman went to Mexico with six of her friends and did not come home because she was beaten to death by possibly two of her friends beat her and filmed it with her being pulled out of her bed without clothes on and beaten on camera. As you hear someone in the background said, "Why don't you fight, Quilla?" But she wasn't fighting back. And you see her slammed against something and she falls over. And these quote-unquote friends came to visit her parents, claimed she died from alcohol poisoning. And the truth was, videotaped beating of this young woman, 25 years old, whose birthday is next month. She would have been turning 26 in January. But her friends, who she trusted in, who she put confidence in to travel with, murdered her and left her body in Mexico as they flew home and lied, allegedly. We have to understand that everybody who claims to be your friend may not be your friend. What does it say? Smiling faces. Smiling faces tell lies. They don't tell the truth. Beware of the pat on the back. It just may hold you back. Sometimes what you think is a friend of me. Someone that hates you and you don't know it. Be careful of the company you keep and the companions you allow in your life. Do not trust in a friend. Do not put your confidence in a companion. Guard the doors of your mouth. Because one of the quote-unquote friends says that Quilla said something while she was drunk that set off this quote-unquote fight that killed her. We got to pray for the Robinson family. Lord God, I lift them up over this Christmas season as they think about the child that is not here to celebrate. Lord, I lift them up and I pray for them as I pray for all in need today. And then it goes on to tell us, verse number 6 of chapter 7 of Micah. For son dishonors father, daughters rise against her mother, daughter-in-laws against her mother-in-law, and men's enemies are the men of his own household. Therefore I will look to the Lord and I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be the light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he pleads my case and executes justice for me. He will bring me forth to the light. Hallelujah. I will see his righteousness. Then she who is my enemy will see, and shame will cover her who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" My eyes will see her, and she will be trampled down like mud in the street. In the day when your walls are to be built, in that day the decree shall go far and wide. In that day they shall come to you from Assyria and the fortified cities, from the fortress to the river, from sea to sea, and mountain to mountain. Yet the land shall be desolate because of those who dwell in it and for the fruit of their deeds. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your heritage, who dwell solitarily in a woodland in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old, as in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt. I will show them wonders. The nation shall see and be ashamed of all their might. They shall put their hands over their mouth. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall crawl from their holes like snakes of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God and shall fear because of you, who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage. He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in mercy. He will again have compassion on us. I believe that. And will subdue our iniquity. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will give truth to Jacob and mercy to Abraham, which you have sworn in our fathers from days of old. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, everybody. For God is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All you saints, say hallelujah with me. For our Lord God is almighty, and it's in him we put our trust. To you, O God, Lord Almighty, we thank you, Lord, for another day. And we thank you for this mighty word. And our word for this morning from Dr. Stanley is what the Bible says, excuse me, about true religion. What does the Bible say about true religion? Whew, Jesus. And it says, what a tragedy that we have lost our ability to function in society the way God originally intended. He left us here to be a light in our world. People should be able to look our way and see something wonderfully different about us. Not our clothes, our hairstyle, us. The good thing God places on the inside of us should show up in practical ways on the outside. Build up. I was at a concert on Sunday, and the awesome woman sitting next to me, a true woman of God who gives her voice to God all the time, she's awesome. You know, Evangelist Barbara. And all I can say is, when they said, you know, do people know you are a Christian? And she looked at me and she said, girl, I know who you are. And I know that you love the Lord. I know that you are a Christian. It shows all over you. And I got filled up. Because we want God's light to shine. We want people to see and know that we are true in our faith, that we are true in our walk, that we are true in our love of God's people. What a mighty God we serve. That she doesn't even know how much she blessed me to know that she saw the Lord in me, that she saw my faith, that she saw my love of the Savior. We gotta let our light shine. That even when people don't know us, they see him in us. Yesterday, you know, the enemy's slick. He's real slick. I had to run into Walmart, and I needed a staple and stapler and staple. And I'm emptying out my cart, and I thought I'd scanned everything. And when I started putting stuff in my cart, this little box of staples was not in the bag, which meant that I had not paid for it. So I went back into the store with my little $1.45 box of staples, and I paid for them. Oh, I could have said the scanner didn't go off. Nobody knows but me and God that I took these staples without paying for them. That's a trick of the enemy. Well, it's a blessing. No, it wasn't a blessing. It was a test. If you steal a little thing, like $1.45 box of staples, or a grape, or just the fruit, then stealing is stealing. And the word of God says, thou shalt not steal. God sees everything we do. Even that little $1.45 box of staples needed to be paid for. So I'm grateful to God that he gave me a heart to do what was right. And as the word says, the prophet Micah said it like this. He has shown you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Come on now. And don't think Micah gave an exclusivity Old Testament perspective. The New Testament tells us pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in the trouble brought it from the world. This means there should be something different in the way you do business. There should be some clear differences in the way we raise our children. Our marriages should testify to the love of Christ. Those outside the church should feel powerfully attracted to the unity and love they see among believers. Unfortunately, that rarely happens today. Consequently, our society has a warped view of a person and work of Christ. It is no wonder that so many non-Christians want nothing to do with Christ or his church. They know too many Christians. Come on now. I'm a called so-called Christian. Hate everything and everybody. Can't say nothing positive about anything. Can't lift up the name of Jesus as they too busy putting down everybody and everything and judging everything and everybody. When we stand before God to be judged and he looks at us and say, could you please take that plank out of your eye? Because you sure have been judging a whole lot of sex. We got to understand God is going to hold us all accountable for souls that didn't get saved because we didn't let his light shine. And it says we cannot expect anyone to embrace a Savior they know nothing about. We certainly cannot expect them to surrender to a Lord whose servants can't even get along with each other. Come on now. Dr. Stanley, know he's preaching this morning. As ambassadors for Christ, believers have the God-given responsibility to live in such a way that others see Christ in us. As the body of Christ, we are his hands and his feet. We are his mouthpiece. Pardon the cliche, but we are the only Jesus most people will ever know. Come on now. Dr. Stanley knows he preached this morning. Micah chapter 7, verse 8. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Micah says, when I sit in darkness, not all of us will go through difficult times, whether we like it or not. Waiting on God in a big part of our walk. Waiting on God is a big part of our walk of faith. When we do all that we can do in faith and wait for God to do the rest, we demonstrate our trust and proclaim his faithfulness. The dark moments of our lives will last only so long as it's necessary for God to accomplish his purpose in us. And I'm going to tell you, I've walked in darkness. And I thank God for his light. I have gone through, you know, people talk about what folks are going through. I've gone through those despair moments where I just went through serious depression where I just didn't even want to get out of bed. Didn't want to move. Just wanted the dark to just cover me. And that's not God. God called me out of darkness. I tell you, into his marvelous light. And all I can say is thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as we go into Micah 7 and 18, who is a God like you pardoning iniquity? When God forgives us in Christ, he does not merely turn his back on our sins or force himself to overlook them. He deals with them radically and once and for all, removing them from us forever. Yet understand, God was never under any obligation to forgive our sins or pardon our iniquity. We do not deserve his mercy, but he loves us and so sent his son to die for our sins. Who indeed is a God like that? There's none. Psalm 1:5, verses 10 through 16 are for the theologians, the 145th Psalm, verses 10 through 16. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and rises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them the food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Hallelujah. And a life lesson. Verse 15, the eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. God is the great provider. As Paul says, he gives to all life, breath, and all things, Acts 17 and 25. We do not look to God presumptuously but what we need, but our hope in his great love. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for loving me. Thank you, God, for loving us enough to send your son. Proverbs 30 and 15. The leech has two daughters, give and give. There are three things that are never satisfied, four never say enough. There's no such thing as enough. God will give you overflow. Don't say it's enough. Lord God, whatever you want to give me, I expect and I accept. For you are my daddy, and I love you, and I know you love me. Whatever, I'm not going to say everything is enough. You know, we hear the song, if you haven't done enough to the Lord, he's done everything. He's done enough. But the word of God says, never say enough. Isn't that what it says? Boy, never say enough. Sometimes we got to listen to words because of songs, because sometimes those songs are not biblically inspired. And we got to look at what is coming out. The grave, the barren moon, the earth that is not satisfied with water, and the fire never says enough. Come on now. We'll read it again tomorrow, but I just had to go there this morning. But as we go back into our word, Revelation, which is where our title is coming out of this morning, and it says this, then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and we're talking John, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court, which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles. And they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. And I will give power to my own two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Then those from the people's tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Now after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. In the same hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake, 7,000 people were killed, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there was loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And we know that that is a part of the lyrics to the Hallelujah Chorus. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their throne fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty. Can y'all just say that with me? We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, shall your name small and great, and should destroy those who destroyed the earth. Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple. And there were lightnings, noises, thunderings, and earth and earthquake, and a great hail. And as we go back to Revelation chapter 11, verse 6, they have power over water to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. The miracle described here inescapably reminds us of the wonders performed through Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17 and Moses in Exodus chapter 9. The same God who empowered them will demonstrate his power once again. And we know during the transfiguration on the mountain, when Elijah and Moses came to Jesus, and Peter's like, well, we can build, you know, we can go and build a tent, you know, we can, you know, we can, you know, Peter got all excited. And then the heavens opened, and the Lord said, this is my beloved son. We got to understand, God is speaking to us today. Jesus is the beloved son of Christ, of God. Yeshua is the Son of God, of Yah, and we have God to thank him every day for his grace. But he is the Lord God Almighty. And we have to say thank you. He gave us another day. I don't want to be here when the prophets come. I don't want to be here during the time of the prophecy of this prophetic word. I want to be gone. I don't want my sons to be here. I don't want my great-grandchildren and children or anybody that I love to be here during this tribulation. But understand, it's in the Word of God, it's coming. And we need to be ready. And it says in verse 13, in the earthquake, 7,000 people were killed, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. This is the only time in Revelation that a tragedy prompts those who survive to give glory to God. Tragedies are terrible things, but God wants us to even them to rescue people from a far worse spiritual catastrophe. We have got to pray as Christians. We've got to lift up the name of Jesus and each other. We've got to pray for salvation for our family, of those that are not saved. We've got to pray for ourselves that we get our acts together. We all got mess that we need to clean up. And we need to ask God, Lord, give me strength, give me guidance. Help me to clean up my mess that I may be decent and in order to do your will and to do it your way. In Jesus' name. Before we get out of here again, every day we give a word from our sister in Christ. Please keep Sister Carolyn in your prayers as she is getting ready to travel for this Christmas, New Year holiday. Keep her in your prayers that God will get her safely to and from her destination. And Sister Carolyn has not sent out her word this morning, but we will go to our prayer for today from our little 365 prayer book. And if there is anyone that has a word from God that they would like to speak this morning, please push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be opened as I find my book. I've moved some things around and it has moved with them. And there it is. So again, anyone that would like to speak this morning, please push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be open. If you are not one on the phone line, you will need to call 213-943-3597 and keep us in prayer. God is really working with me on doing more social media in the next year. And so please hear the voice of God to do what thus says the Lord. And our prayer for this morning on this 21st day of December is finishing. I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thought. Job 42:2 in ASB. Alpha and Omega, you are the beginning and the end. Every purpose you've ever laid out is fulfilled. And I know you haven't given up on your promises. Pausing in your presence right now, I ask for a fresh revelation of your faithful love that empowers me to stand strong in faith. Keep my heart steady and my eyes fixed on you, the source and perfecter of my faith. Though the mountains give way and the earth shakes, you remain the same powerful God that you have always been. The plans that you have set in motion cannot be thought. God, I cling to you. I rely on your perfect ways that make a path through the desert and wilderness. You see the end from the beginning. No detail is missed by you. I can trust in your unfailing love to guide me and keep me in this life. When I follow you, I am led into the light of life. And the question for today for us family, as we open the lines, are, what have you been ready to give up on that God can strengthen you to preserve in you, to persevere in you? One more time. What have you been ready to give up on that God can strengthen you to persevere in? And that is our word for this morning. I am thankful, I am grateful, and I am blessed that you are all with me today. And again, Sister Carolyn has just been our word. And her word for this morning is this. You are where God wants you to be at this very moment. Every experience, divine plan. Have a worry-free Wednesday. Again, all of in our word for this morning. Sister Carolyn, again, please, family, keep her in your prayers. Our co-host for the day, Mother Valerie, good morning. You are
good morning,
on.
Pastor. Good morning, Pastor. It's good.
Good
and
morning,
I'm thankful
Mother
God
Valerie.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you very clearly.
I was listening to you when you were reading, who is a God like you? He does not retain his anger forever. But whenever we do wrong, because he delights in mercy, he will again have compassion on us. God delights in mercy, so whenever we do anything wrong, all we got to do is repent. And he delights to give mercy. And I like, do not trust in a friend. Do not put your confidence in a companion. Guard the doors of your mouth. Do not trust in a friend. To begin with, you don't have but one or two friends, and that's it. So I believe that the Bible is true. And like what you were saying, when they took that young 25-year-old girl, it was her friends that killed her. So the Bible is just true. Do not trust in a friend. Do not put your confidence in a companion. Guard the doors of your mouth. A lot of times I think we talk too much. We tell too much of our business. And we should just go to God with things that we want to do or want to say. Sometimes you shouldn't even say anything. You should learn to listen. I think we all should learn to listen. And whenever we do wrong, just go to God because he delights in mercy. That's it for me.
Wow. From the mouth of wisdom. We thank you, Mother. You come in with your wisdom word every time you're on. We get excited, and we thank you, and we please give our love to Mother Rita and let her know how much we miss her, because you have stepped right on in, and we are thankful for you. Sisters in Christ, sisters in blood. And we are thankful that God has given you all such great wisdom. So I'm thankful for you to join us, Mother Valerie. I'm thankful that you are my godmother, and I'm just thankful to have you in my life. And so as we continue, as we get ready to wrap up this morning, let us never forget that it is not about us. It is all about him. And we give
Amen.
You thanks, O Lord God Almighty. We thank you this morning, Lord. We scream to the highest heights and the deepest depths. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We say hallelujah, the highest praise we give to you, O God, this morning. And as we depart, we pray our prayer of Mizpah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over each and every one of you. Those that have to travel, I pray travel in grace and mercy. Those that
Amen.
Will be home, I pray that you have the joy of the Lord and know that it is not about how many gifts you get or how many gifts you give, but that it's about the love that can only come from Jesus. So I thank God for all of you. Mother, thank you so much. And whenever you're on, we ask you to pray us out in Jesus' name.
Father God, we just want to thank you for this day. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for waking us up. Thank you, God, for Sunday being the day that we have set aside for your birthday. We know you wasn't born on December the 25th, but we set that day aside to give you honor and saying that it is your birthday. Lord, we just praise you, and we thank you. We thank you for Pastor Bridget bringing the talk show. God, we just love you. We praise you, and we honor you, and we will always bow down before you. We will be still and hear your voice. Bless the ones that are traveling for the holidays, the ones that are staying home. And we just love you, Lord. We just love you. And as Pastor says, she's so full, I'm full this morning. And I thank you for another day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Mother, what did we say? It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too, Mother. Have a blessed day, everybody. Time to go to what? Time to go to work. And it's a wrap.
Amen.
Amen.